This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Hundreds of people gathered at the Resource Center in the Oaklawn neighborhood of Dallas last night for a vigil and silent march to honor the victims of the Orlando Club shooting. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings held a press conference beforehand.
One of the most important parts of the city of Dallas is our LGBT community, and they're hurting badly today, as I am, over this terrible tragedy, and it just mourning together heals people.
There was a heavy police presence at last night's vigil. Transgender woman Kathleen Sprinkles said she was thankful for the extra security.
We're very fortunate. Just on the other side of this building, there are a number. I counted something like 10 police cars. The fact that they turned out in such great numbers to make sure this was a safe event. They've stepped up patrols because of the violence that we've seen.
Oaklawn has a large gay entertainment district. Police have investigated 15 attacks in the neighborhood since last summer. DPD says it'll boost security in entertainment districts in the wake of the Orlando attack. North Texas Muslim leaders denounced the attack and said they're taking extra precautions at area mosques. And Fort Worth police are investigating a threat made to several people yesterday at the Islamic Association of Tarrant County. Another vigil for the Orlando shooting victims will take place tonight at 7 at Celebration Community Church in Fort Worth. Now to Vital Signs, where we focus on common health issues each Monday. Today, understanding what's in the food you eat. The Food and Drug Administration's approved changes to the nutrition facts label on packaged and/or processed food. For starters, by July of 2018, the label has to be easier to read with a larger, bolder type. I talked to Dr. Lana Sandin with UT Southwestern Medical Center about some information you will and won't find on the newly revised label.
The last time you were here and we talked about this subject, I know that was a sore spot for you about serving sizes. So have they gotten it right or improved it this time?
I think we're on a better track now. The current food label that's been in place for about 25 years now is based on serving sizes that are considered standard portion sizes. The problem with that is most people don't eat the standard portion size.
We eat a bit more than that. Yeah.
Right. For example, a standard portion of ice cream is considered half a cup. And so they're going to change that portion size to reflect more like 2/3 of a cup, which is typically what someone will serve themselves when they serve themselves ice cream. And so the calories will match that.
Also, there's been an attempt to better explain the percentage daily value.
And basically what that is telling you what percent of that nutrient you're getting in that portion size on the food label. And that percent is based on a 2,000 calorie day diet. So 2,000 calories is kind of considered the standard diet for most adults, and that's what that percent daily value is. But the other piece of that percent daily value is they've actually updated those numbers to reflect current scientific information on nutrient requirements. So in late 90s, early 2000s, the Institute of Medicine came out with a new recommendation for several of the nutrients that we consume, particularly vitamin D, potassium, and vitamin A was changed as well. And the current food label doesn't reflect those changes. They're still based on values from 1968. This new label will reflect those new changes for things like vitamin D.
Why do we need vitamin D and potassium, which they've also added to this label?
These are nutrients that we don't get enough of, particularly vitamin D. What we associate it most with is bone health. But vitamin D is involved in almost every cellular process in the body. But also, potassium is a key nutrient for health when it comes to maintaining healthy blood pressure and other heart health factors. Calcium has always been on the label, that will remain on the label, and iron is a nutrient of concern for particular populations, particularly women, pregnant women, and children.
But why drop vitamin A or C?
We don't see deficiencies in the general population in vitamin A and vitamin C.
Big change is the addition of added sugars.
I think this will be a big shock to a lot of people.
What? We're not getting the whole truth about it.
The current label doesn't break up what is naturally occurring sugar versus what is added sugar. So take chocolate milk for an example.
Okay.
one cup of chocolate milk will have at least 12 grams of naturally occurring sugar in the form of lactose. But when you add the chocolate syrup to make it chocolatey, you're adding a considerable amount of white table sugar into that milk. Current food label would just say something like 35 grams of sugar, but the new food label will separate that out.
Just how common is added sugar in the foods that we eat?
Anything that's flavored and sweet is going to have added sugar, so that covers things also like foods that we typically think of as very healthy for us, like your fruit-flavored yogurts. You know, a lot of these snack bar types of foods that people like to eat that oftentimes perceive them as very healthy will be surprised
at just how much sugar there is in
it. At the added sugar, because added sugar isn't just table sugar. It's things like cane syrup, agave syrup, honey. All those little words you see in the ingredient label now will be represented in grams on that nutrition facts panel.
Even though we're making changes to the label now, I guess in a way this is always going to be kind of a work in progress.
Probably another 15 or 20 years from now, we're going to be looking at how can we improve it even more. But this is definitely a big step that those of us who work in the nutrition and dietetics field have been waiting for a long time, getting those portion sizes to reflect what people really eat and putting those nutrients of concern on the label with the actual numbers so people know what they're getting.
Dr. Sandham, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Lana Sandin is an assistant professor in the Clinical Nutrition Department at UT Southwestern Medical Center. In the forecast, partly sunny skies this afternoon, high around 90 then, overnight low 75, mostly cloudy tonight, and then partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 93. It's 77 degrees in Dallas, 79 in Fort Worth.